Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA, even if that game sucked. It sucked out loud. Good morning, I guess, is what we should be saying, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. Welcome into a post-game instant reaction edition of Kabali and Mac. Kaboom is back there in beautiful, sunny Los Angeles, where the Steelers just laid a massive egg in a 25-10 loss. To the LA Superchargers. This was bad. This was bad in a lot of ways. Kaboom's got to refresh himself. He's literally sitting in the same room with Jim Harbaugh right now. He just walked off the podium. There it is. Something icy cold to refresh his palate. I will not be having a victory icy light.
No, Espresso El Toro Colombia.
Ooh.
Made with oat milk. There's a shock. There's a shock. I'm going to take about two sips of this before throwing it away, too.
Oat milk. Thanks to our friends at Nail Studio 2 for supporting the show. We appreciate all of our sponsors, but Nail Studio 2, perfect deal right now. You go buy a $100 gift certificate at their location in-store, Lakeview Square on 19, next to Juniper Grill in the Peters Township area, and if you buy a $100 gift certificate right now, gift card, you'll get an extra $20 gift card thrown in on top of that. But you got to buy it in store out there, McMurray Peters Township area. Nailstudio2.com to book stuff online as well if you want your nails to look pretty. Maybe Caleb Williams will stop in a couple weeks before the Bears take on the Steelers. I don't know. Nailstudio2.com. It's a Roman numeral. Nailstudio2.com. I know it's in Chicago. It was a smart ass comment. I'm sorry. It's late. I'm tired. To those of you watching live, we appreciate you staying up late with us. To those of you watching this after the fact, we appreciate you, I don't know, maybe getting over things late Sunday night and picking this up on Monday morning. This was
9:16
West Coast time where you are, okay? 12:16 in the morning, Monday morning out here in the Berg, and this is probably the worst game. It's not all on him. I'm not going to put it all on Aaron Rodgers, but this is probably the worst game statistically of Aaron Rodgers' career. They kept flashing the numbers up on the screen during the NBC broadcast. Definitely the worst game of his career.
Yeah. Definitely worst game of the Steelers' career, without a doubt.
Easily.
But, it's hard to come here 20 minutes, 30 minutes after the game and do that instant reaction because you're going to automatically hammer the quarterback. And I'm not going to sit here and say that he played well because he didn't play well. But as Mike Tomlin would say, things happen and can't happen in a vacuum here. There's other needs, other reasons of why this happened today. And it's just not Rodgers. Could he have pulled him out of the doldrums? I guess. But he didn't. I just think that they have, I wouldn't say bigger problems. The offensive line for the first time made him, I hate to say that word too, seeing ghosts, but he was a little bit happy feet, right?
Yeah.
Even on that DK Metcalf fourth down in the end zone, I called that play as soon as they come to the line. I said, they're not going to trust this offensive line to give him time to go back and sit. He's just going to fire it up to DK on some sort of a fade back shoulder, and there you have it. That's just a microcosm of, I think, what was part of the plan, what part of the issue was. Receivers, were they getting open? Did they use Pat Freiermuth enough? No. Defense didn't come up with any big turnover, so it's a big thing. But when you're the quarterback, it's your fault. Everybody will be looking at him now as how you're going to rebound from this. How do you take that next step forward? And at this point, you can't do anything about this. You got to take that next step forward. And is Aaron Rodgers that guy, or is it going to fall apart? I mean, I think you're right at that crossroads where
this could fall apart, right? This is a tipping point, I think, or it could be a tipping point, I guess. It'll be a pivot point of some sort. Either they don't get it together offensively against the Bengals next week, and we're talking about a lot of the same issues. Happy feet in the pocket, maybe trying to do too much in some cases, maybe trying to force the ball to DK in some instances, and it tumbles the rest of the way down throughout the back half of the season. Or, like you said, they regroup and they find it next week against, I mean, you could have worse defenses coming to town when your offense has struggled the way they did this weekend than the Bengals, right? I mean, so you'll have a defense who you have an opportunity to get it together against at the very least next week. But tonight specifically, yeah, it wasn't great protection all night. Broderick Jones had a tough game.
Yeah, we're just actually praising him recently.
Yeah, no, this was the Broderick Jones of weeks one and two. This was bad. Aaron looked uncomfortable the entire night.
I think he did try to force it
in some spots. I think, you know, he tried to do too much in other spots. He talked about it in his post-game presser. I think it was third down, down inside or at the 10-yard line, where it was originally a run play called, was supposed to be a little zone read to Jaylen Warren, and he instead pulled it, wanted to go to DK on the backside, but Bud Dupree dropped right into the hole. I think instances like that are Aaron was trying to do too much and maybe trying to force it to DK in some spots. And especially, I think that series down on the 10-yard line was indicative of it, because Jaylen Warren had gotten them into the red zone. Warren actually, I thought, was the lone bright spot on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, he's always been. I think he's had a solid season.
He only carried the ball, I want to say, maybe six times in the first half, eight times, whatever it was. He was averaging 4 yards a carry. So what little offense they had in the first half, it was Jaylen Warren. Seven carries for 28 yards in the first half. And then in that third, on that drive that got them down inside the red zone, turn around and hand it off to Jaylen Warren a couple times, and I think you're okay. But again, I think Aaron tried to do too much. The line didn't help him, and you brought it up. I don't know how open anybody was getting tonight.
Here's the thing too, and just go here and trying to read between the lines what Rodgers said after the game. He mentioned third downs being an issue, and he did say once or twice, I didn't see anybody open.
Yes.
I mean, is this a good time? I mean, this is absolutely the worst time to have their two, three, four receivers or tight ends not being involved at all coming off the trade deadline. And
yeah,
where they were trying to make a move, weren't able to make a move. So that's not a good timing right there, but he alluded to it, at least unless I'm misreading it. So maybe somebody else saw. He was talking really low up there when I was in that room. I'm sure it came across the microphone a little bit better. It seemed like he was saying, hey, I just didn't see anybody open a lot.
Yeah, he was asked about the safety in particular, and he said he looked downfield, didn't see anybody open. He may have mentioned it once or twice in the rest of his media availability. But yeah, there weren't guys open. There just weren't. And when there were guys open, he was sailing the ball early in the first quarter. He missed DK on the one deep ball that could have completely changed the tone of the game.
I'm not sure if that's his fault or not.
It was hard to tell.
Because, you know, I saw it from, obviously, seven floors up. And it looked like, to me, Aaron thought he was going to go more towards the corner.
Yeah.
He flattened it. So who's – is that just not being on the same page? I don't know if that's anybody's fault. He just – I figured he was going there, and he figured I would need to flatten it out. I might just not be, you know, working together.
Well, but between that one, regardless of who you put it on, between that one and the Janu catch that wasn't, the balls were a little high early.
What'd you think of that one, though, by the way, real quick? I thought he caught it.
He didn't have total control when the ball touched the ground. So I get the call literally could have gone either way. And you throw your hands up and say, what the hell's a catch anymore?
I thought your ball was allowed to hit the ground.
It is if you have control of it. He was still kind of juggling it, trying to pin it against his other arm when it did touch the ground. So I understand why they reversed it. It was a hell of a job to come down with the ball, even if he didn't totally secure it.
But it was a poor throw.
Yeah, but between that, Rodgers being off target pretty much all night, and you mentioned it, 4 days after the trade deadline, you have Calvin Austin dropping a ball that gets picked. You have no one else really getting open. It's been stirred up. It had already been stirred up when they didn't make a deal for a wide receiver, regardless of why they didn't do it. And I can guarantee you who will be in the lineup next week if Aaron Rodgers gets to go talk to Arthur Smith tomorrow morning about how nobody was really open all that much. We're going to get MVS next weekend. Guarantee it.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know.
I'm not saying that's an answer. I'm just saying I can see it coming from a mile away.
I just don't know if that provides route running that you need. Maybe it provides some down-the-field stuff. But, hey, if they're on the same page, then why not at this point right now? Because obviously we saw Roman Wilson – garbage time. Calvin Austin probably played one of his worst games in a while. I mean, you can't let a ball clink off your chest for a pick in that situation. But it's just, I mean, if you had to pick one thing that went right, Boswell missed a field goal.
Yeah, I mean.
Sometimes do you just chalk this up to, it was shit. Let's move on.
Well, the shame of it is, though, it's hard to chalk it up to that when I thought the defense played really well in the first half. Really well. They were pressuring Herbert constantly. They didn't get to any turnovers, though. They didn't force him into any mistakes. They weren't able to strip the ball at all. And so all that pressure in the first half, while it generated a couple sacks, didn't generate the kind of splash plays that this team needs. They need the defense to create those big swings in momentum and to give the offense short fields, and they didn't get any of that tonight, as well as they pressured Herbert.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. Defensively, you still – I mean, I guess you got to give them credit because they did stick with the run, because early on it wasn't going anywhere. But a lot of that's late, too. What did Vidal end up with? 95. They still average under 4 yards a carry between their three guys, including Herbert. Steelers ran the ball a little bit better than them as well. But there was a couple, you know, big mistakes defensively, too. The Echols one on Ladd McConkey. I don't know what that was. What else? There was a couple other ones. I mean, yeah, they just did not have a good game. And that's now you could probably say two games in a row now, right? Offensively, they didn't have good games.
I mean, it wasn't as obvious against Indy because they got the ball on a bunch of short fields. And so they didn't have to piece together drives. I think if I went back and looked at it now, they would probably have one drive longer than 60 yards in the last two games. I'm not counting the garbage time touchdown drive tonight. They just have not been able to piece together long drives. And I get it. When you don't convert third downs, that's the way it's going to go. They didn't convert a third down until the fourth quarter. And by then, it didn't really matter. So they've got to find more consistency offensively, because it can't just continue to be handed off to Warren, pick up 4 yards, and then hope and pray that Aaron can make something happen, because on nights where Aaron Rodgers doesn't have it, you saw what we got tonight.
Yeah, he, you know, a couple key penalties early in that game, too, put them behind the sticks. It was bad. They had plays to start the game, three, four, three. Then they put together the missed field goal, nine. Then they went 3-2, 3-4, 3. This is their drive numbers, but plays now, before you get into the fourth quarter and they put together a little bit of.
That's another thing.
You can't have 3-4, 3-2, 3-4, 3 play drives in the first three quarters.
That's the other thing that is an alarming trend at this point. Whether the offense has a decent day or not, they're getting absolutely bludgeoned in time of possession every single week.
That's probably what happened to the defense.
Right. So, you know, your defense is out there and they're pressuring the opposing quarterback, as the Steelers did to Herbert, especially in the first half tonight. And really throughout the game.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals, you're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
But if they're not forcing turnovers, they're spending way too much time on the field.
15 more minutes on the field tonight.
I mean, that's – and again, even in games that the Steelers have won, they've lost the time of possession battle because they're just not putting together long, sustained drives.
I mean, I guess on the bright side, again, the defense seems like they're figuring some things out
For the most part, I would point out that this was against a really – poor offensive line that had a bunch of
pressure.
They should have done what they did tonight. They should have created that kind of pressure on Herbert. Like, but that was the bare minimum.
I don't think they put themselves in position to make that offensive line struggle. You know what I'm saying? They didn't put him in any third and longs. They didn't put him in positions of trailing and have to throw the ball where they could harass him. They harassed him enough. I mean, they harassed him. He had what?
Enough.
I don't even know how many sacks they had.
I think it ended up being 5. Total.
Two, one by Benton, one by Herbig, one by Watt, two by Highsmith. I mean, that's plenty of pressure for a game.
Yeah, but no, the criticism isn't of I guess your point was they got the defense didn't look terrible tonight until you get to fourth quarter garbage time where the Chargers put it away.
Yeah.
And you've got the secondary missing tackles and Brandon Echols falling over and all that. My point was that was bare minimum. Like, against this offensive line, 4 or 5 sacks was bare minimum. And that's not to take away from what they did, because I thought Highsmith had a great game. Herbig had a really good game. The snaps where they had those two and Watt on the field together typically looked really good as far as generating a pass rush. But against this offensive line, no Slater, no Alt, without a starting guard as well, like, they should have generated that level of pressure.
Yeah.
The unfortunate part now is that they can generate 5 sacks and beat the hell out of a guy like they did to Herbert tonight. And it's still not enough if those sacks aren't also becoming turnovers at some point.
What did Chargers do? Make 2 or 3 significant plays? That's all you need in the game, right?
Yeah. When the opposing offense is doing nothing and the Steelers offense did nothing. There were 2 plays from Jaylen Warren. That was all they had tonight. That was it. It was the hurdle, and then it was the screen pass. That was it. They had 2 legitimate plays on offense for an entire 60-minute game, and that's just not good enough.
Oh, John Williams. We've mentioned 77.
Oh, yes.
We mentioned you must be late to the show.
No, yeah. Oh, we mentioned 77. 77 had a terrible.
You know what? Surprisingly, too, Fatanu struggled early in that first quarter. He allowed his first sack of his career, which was a safety, and he had a holding penalty. It was like his first holding penalty of his career as well. I think he picked it up after.
Uh-oh.
They're not far from being great, too. You know what I'm saying? So, it was kind of surprising.
I thought we lost you there for a second. Your wife.
Yeah, I saw you. My wife, I went out as Brian Becker showed me. They serve in beer here.
Really?
This box. And Becker's like all happy showing me a beer. I can't.
You're going to get all tuned up and then stumble over to LAX for the flight home through snowy Chicago tomorrow?
I cannot partake in this beer because it is not Iron City.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. I went to Duffy's and got a 30 rack of the old IC Light today, and I'm not opening up a celebratory beer tonight. I'm really disappointed.
Hey, you know, here's the thing, too, about this. I sound like Slice now. Here's the thing.
Let me tell you. Here's the deal.
After watching today's football action, you know what it tells me?
The AFC sucks.
Whoever's going to get hot in December 15th is going to have a legit shot to make a run in the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. Everybody's like this. And whoever takes that little peek at the right time is all you're going to need. You have to get to that position of continuously playing better. The problem with the Steelers are they aren't playing better right now. They're pretty much, right?
Yeah, jackrabbit.
So if there's any plus, there's nobody running away with the division or running away with the conference. There's no elite team in the conference, I don't believe. It's going to be December football, whoever gets that.
You have a team that's picked it up. It just what we expected.
No.
Ravens won three in a row.
The Ravens doing smoke and mirrors. I watched that game, man. They did not look well in that game.
They didn't look fantastic, but it doesn't matter. They haven't looked great, and they're totally healthy now, and they've won three in a row.
I understand that, but they don't look good. I mean, if the Steelers won three crappy games like that, we'd be sitting here saying, you're just a matter of time before they crap the bed. So I think that might be coming up with there.
We'll see.
Plus, in theory, the Steelers' schedule should get, I should say, big time in theory. Because you can't really say it how they play today.
Nobody's an easy opponent.
But the Cincinnati game, you hope they could figure some more things out there. The Chicago game, and Chicago should have lost. They're not a really good team at all. But then even Buffalo, how they get routed today by low mid Miami team, which leads me to the point of, okay, they're 5-4 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get things together, they still have a shot. The question is, can they get things together?
Well, we've seen that they can't. They have yet to play a complete, total 60-minute effort, right? The offense struggled at times last week, even in the win over Indy. The defense has single-handedly won them some games. The offense has single-handedly won them some games, but they haven't had everything come together in one 60-minute effort yet, which is what has everybody worried, because in every single game, win or loss, you see flaws that still exist that feel like they haven't been totally addressed. And that's where the wide receiver two thing is going to come right back into the conversation.
Oh, that's going to be narrative number one right there.
When Aaron Rodgers is dancing around back there and nobody's open, and he's telling you nobody's open, absolutely, that's going to be the biggest part of the conversation this week.
I told you on Friday, they tried their darndest to get a guy, three guys, and they all just fell through. So they saw this too, even though they might not publicly say it. They saw that there was a need here, even though I do like Calvin Austin. I just think Roman Wilson is what Roman Wilson is going to be right now. But it would be nice to have a big guy. But, you know, you think about Jacoby Myers. He did nothing in Jacksonville this week. 3-for-20 or something, 3-for-30. Rasheed, whatever his name is, did nothing in Seattle, right? But Jalen Waddle, man, monster game.
They weren't going to give up a first-round pick for Jalen Waddle.
That's the point. It was a 3-and-a-5 until they said, we're not doing that. The last minute, or they thought they were getting it, but that's beside the point. I'm not giving up a first for Waddle either. But
well, if you could have had Waddle for a 3-and-a-5,
that's why it wasn't their choice. That's why they were so happy that they thought they were going to get that guy or had a potential to get that guy, until whoever the new GM was said, "Nah."
He's not even official. He's just the interim GM.
Does he have a chance
to be Smokey, or
does Smokey have a chance to be the real GM if he gives up Jalen Waddle for nothing?
Smokey just reminds me of Chris Tucker in Friday. Isn't that his character's name in Friday, Smokey?
I have no idea.
Smokey sleeping in the chicken coop. Thanks to our friends at Impact HVAC for supporting the show. We appreciate them a ton. Get your furnace checked out. Going to be snowflakes flying in the morning when you wake up. And you're going to want that furnace to be running efficiently, doing what it's supposed to do. They'll come get you a furnace checkup for half price if you donate a kid's clothing item, new kid's clothing item or toy, children's toy. For the Foster Love Project, they'll turn that furnace checkup from a $79.99 cost into a $39.99 for you. Get a hold of them, message them on Facebook at Impact HVAC PGH, or give them a call today. Well, not right now because it's almost one in the morning. But as soon as you see this, 412-297-1852. If you're watching,
I see a bunch of people online.
There's a couple thousand out there watching the show, and we appreciate every single one of you for staying up late.
They're mad.
Well, yeah, they should be mad. You know who else is mad? Real mad? Mike Tomlin. You want to see this?
I went in the locker room, so I did not see this.
Okay, here we go.
How would you? Next.
If you missed the question, it was, how would you assess Aaron's performance tonight? I got to run that back again.
How would you assess Aaron's performance tonight? How would you? Next.
He clipped off another one late in the press conference too, when Bert gave it the old any other questions, and somebody asked something and he answered very briefly and he's next, and then everybody sat there silently and Bert said, okay, well, thank you.
You know, you look at the positive side, at least there's some fire still burning in there. He's pissed off and he's showing the emotion. Now if he was dead inside, he'd be like, whatever, he just answered the question.
He's pissed off because the kid of a guy that he worked for 20 years ago, 25 years ago, absolutely dominated him. That's what it is. Jesse Minter's defense shut him down. He used to work for Minter's dad.
Speaking of Steelers and their defense, I'm a little bit of shame myself. I'm waiting to get into the locker room and some guy comes up and taps me on the shoulder and gives me a look. Says, how you doing? I'm like, hey.
You had no idea who it was, did you?
And about 45 seconds later, I'm like, holy shit, that's Troy Polamalu.
You didn't recognize Troy?
Troy had this hat on and this scarf on, and all you saw was his eyes. I wasn't anticipating seeing him right there. So I'm like, oh, Troy. And I talked to Troy. I'm like, Troy, you can play some free safety. Oh, no, Mark, no. And James Ferrier walked by, and I recognized him. He, obviously him, but he was a little – get a couple mangoes, put it that way.
Okay.
So no matter, I say, you playing? He goes, shit. Just walked it away. I don't know, man. He wasn't very happy. But I didn't recognize Troy immediately.
How do you not recognize Troy?
He was bundled up.
Bundled up.
And I didn't see him coming, so I just somebody tapping me, and I'm like, who the hell? Oh, shit. It's Troy. I just saw him in training camp, too.
I saw Mark Cabali and he didn't recognize
me. Hey, how you doing? This is my brother and this is my father-in-law. I said, the boys are ball boys right now. And his boys come out and they look exactly like him.
Yeah.
Big USC Troy Fro.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the same size as him too now.
Oh, they'll be in the league someday.
Yeah, they're
dad lets
them. I think they like to surf or something. Because I live in San Diego.
Very chill. Very chill.
Well, right, I thought I'd just give you a little behind the story, behind the action.
A little behind the scenes thing of how you didn't recognize Hall of Fame safety Troy Polamalu.
I just saw him at camp in August. And I didn't you weren't anticipating seeing somebody, then all of a sudden it's like, oh shit.
This does bring up an interesting question though, since you brought up Troy and
by the way, Robert, I think Elliott is out for the year. The doctors might not think that, but I think the Steelers are moving forward as he is out for the year.
Yeah, so since we're talking safeties, this is actually something worth talking about now since Slay left early. And then you had Peasy Jr. out for a couple plays, and they had to slide Ramsey up the corner and bring Chuck Clark in on the back end. I'm curious to see if Slay is out next week against the Bengals. We saw what happened against the Bengals last time. How, if they do it all, adjust the secondary and maybe move Ramsey up to the line of scrimmage and have him play against Chase.
Didn't they do that partly last time against Cincinnati?
They did. I don't know. but it, with
Pierce, I mean, it's not ideal. He made a couple plays. He missed
well, the bigger
plays.
Problem for me is not necessarily Pierre. And I'm not a huge James Pierre fan, but like, if you got to play Pierre and Porter, the bigger problem for me would be if you do move Ramsey up to play corner, that means a whole lot of Chuck Clark on the back end.
Honestly, and it might just be Echols. I know you're not going to like that. Echols on the outside with Peasy and keep the safeties as they are too. And maybe flipping Pierre and Echols slot, whatever, back and forth if Slay's out. I saw Slay leave before the team got into the locker room. I mean, you can't tell anything with a concussion. You just have to go through the protocol. But I thought he was playing pretty well early in that game.
He was. Yeah, he was. I thought it was actually, before he left, I thought it was one of his better games so far this year.
I thought the defensive play, line play, I mean, you look at the negatives, but there's some positives. Hayward was batting some passes. They got pressure from their three big linebackers. Y.A. Black, I thought, played pretty well. Benton had another sack.
Derek Harmon had a solid game again.
Duggar made a nice play. They had to bring in Malik Harrison, because they were running so much on him. They had to bring him in instead of Peyton Wilson because Holcomb was out. So
a couple interesting questions here. So there was a question about Trice, because he's inside his return window, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he has to be activated on Tuesday. I think it's 3 weeks. When did he get activated? I'm pretty sure
2 weeks ago, I think. So that's one, I guess, possible option.
A guy that hasn't played much in.
And Asante Samuel Jr., that name was bounced around a little bit this past week, too, because apparently he's talking a different. I mean, if they get into a pinch with corner depth, this is where we're going with this, if Slay should be out.
So he's still got. I mean, what is today, the 11th? He's still got a full week to go, but they can activate him anytime they want, but they don't have to activate him until next Tuesday before the Chicago week.
Okay, but if they get into a pinch with corners, if Slay is out, then I guess either one of those could be options. Rodgers was pressured, I saw this number, on 23% of his dropbacks tonight. And was 0-for-5 on those. Sacked 3 times. You mentioned it, dancing around, some happy feet.
Didn't feel comfortable. Didn't look comfortable.
Didn't look comfortable. And I don't know. After what I thought was steady, if you know, incremental improvement from the offensive line, I wouldn't call it a full step back, but it was not a step forward for this offensive line.
Nah. Like I said, Fatano didn't have his best of games, although he picked it up better late. I didn't see anything wrong with McCormick, I don't believe. Frazier was okay. They weren't able to get into that jumbo probably as much as they wanted to. Andres Pete is the reason why he picked him up in training camp.
He got one play and he's out. And that kept them from running that jumbo package. Once Andrews Pete screwed up, they didn't go back to the jumbo package the rest of the night. That was really? It. It was cooked. It was done.
That's tough. That's tough when that was when you. But you know the run game is not what they lost this game.
No, it's not.
So I don't know, man. I hate to overreact, but you don't want to underreact too. It's finding that happy medium of not being crazy radio guy or just like everything's great. Hunky-dory guy. You know, it's somewhere in between there.
Well, it's definitely not hunky-dory. It's definitely not anywhere close to that. Like,
I can make it sound really good if you want me to.
How the hell are you going to do that?
Oh, Jalen Warren looks good. The
everybody already thinks you're a giant Steelers apologist.
Depends on who I talk to. I mean, some people say I'm a hater. Sometimes they say I'm an apologist. I told them to make up their mind and let me know what I am.
So, like, you can have a couple bright spots to take out of this game, which, like we talked about, Jalen Warren and the pass rush. But other than that, what else is there? And there's plenty of issues coming out of this game. Rodgers looked old. Nobody was open for him to throw to. The offensive line took a step back. I mean, there's a lot of issues. We that's just on that side of the ball. So, you know, this is not you made a good point. Given the AFC, the complexion of the AFC, where somehow the Patriots and the Broncos are the two best teams in the conference. If you want to be the team getting hot in December, this doesn't look like a team that's ready to get hot in December. Unleash hell in December.
Yeah, I mean, but those things can change in a hurry, right? You put together a couple of really, really good games, and all of a sudden your mindset changes. Look at last week. We thought they were one of the best teams in the AFC potentially after they whipped the Colts. You're like, oh, this team's really figuring it out here. Now it's like, nah, they stink, you know? So our minds get changed real quickly with this team.
Well, now it's you've lost three of four, and the one game you did win was because you forced six turnovers. So
apologizing for that.
No, not apologizing for it, but I think you understand where the negativity comes from. If you don't force six turnovers, it's hard to win a football game for this team.
Yeah. I hear you.
And TJ Watt even said it after the game. He's like, we can't have to force that many turnovers to win a game. I'm paraphrasing, but like he said, we thought we were close to getting a couple. We didn't. We can't depend on that. And you know, they didn't necessarily have a bad time getting off the field on third down. The Chargers were only 2 of 8 on third downs in the first half. But you know, if every time the opposition has the ball, you've got to rely on we've got to force a turnover. That's not going to get it done.
No. They have the capabilities to do that. You would hope the times that they don't do that, then the offense where they can make up for it some other way.
Who's texting you?
Well, my ride back to my hotel, but saying he's leaving, so forget that.
Was it Troy Polamalu? He was going to drop you off at the Ramada and said, screw it, you didn't recognize me?
I hate taking Ubers in L.A.
Why?
I just don't like – I'm in Inglewood, for God's sake.
Sketchy. Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm sketchy. Whatever.
Sketchy neighborhood. I get it.
Well, I saw the Snoop bus or something. I don't know what the hell that was.
He was there. He was on
– I understand that, but it was like a bus of 30 people. It said the Snoop bus or something. I walked right by it down underneath the tunnels down here.
You go get high with Snoop?
I would talk to Snoop.
Would you have recognized Snoop at least, unlike Troy? About?
Snoop, everybody recognizes Snoop.
So you recognize Snoop, but not like the greatest safety in franchise history.
What the hell is this talk about me going to Georgetown? What the hell's going on in comments?
I don't know. Thanks to our friends at Higgins Professional Painting for supporting the show. Get your free estimate now, whether it's something on the inside of the house. You want to get things freshened up. They'll do the drywall repair, interior painting, exterior painting, some curb appeal for your house. They'll come on out and do it. They'll handle all of it. They've been doing it for 4 decades. Family owned, family run. The Higgins family doing a great job. Go to HigginsProfessional.com or give them a call, 412-344-0480. We appreciate them supporting the show. What are people talking to you about in the comments?
It's about Georgetown. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
Cabali going to Georgetown Prep with Arthur Smith was not on my bingo card.
I don't understand what that means.
I don't either.
Arthur Smith went to okay, whatever.
Ethan, if you could explain yourself in the comments, that would be great because we have no idea what the hell that is.
There's a guy in the press box that looks exactly like the old Steve Flynn. You remember Flinny? You don't know Steve Flynn?
No, I don't.
Well, let's get back to football here. These next two games.
Yeah.
I would call them must wins. You got to beat the Bengals. You got to beat the Bears.
Yeah, because
you have to, I think.
Even if you split those, then you're talking about 6-5, and the Ravens have probably caught you by that point, and then you're getting ready to play the Ravens a couple weeks after that. I mean, there's no reason to feel confident about winning both of those games right now. That's the problem.
Yeah, but I think, put it this way, if you want the offense to get back on track, I guess the Cincinnati Bengals defense is a way for that to happen.
Yeah, no, it's perfect timing. By the way, I want you to know that it's necessary for you to call Tomlin out local media goober.
I mean, everything you said there is incorrect. Team access. What are we talking about? There's never been one person ever denied access for asking a question. For God's sakes, I asked Terrell Austin if he actually calls plays the other day. Did I get one word from anybody? No. I just don't. What do you want me to do? You want me to sit down and say, Tomlin, you stink.
Media goober.
I mean, I don't understand what you want.
I'm going to get you a shirt that says media goober. If I do, will you wear it?
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't. I mean, call him out. Okay. Call him out with what? They're not winning. Okay, fine.
I want you to walk in on Tuesday and tell him that he sucks. How about that?
You stink, man. The only reason why I'm not asking you this question is because I have my credentials revoked, which is totally illegal. But whatever. Continue to think that.
People are mad. It's going to get taken out on you a little bit.
It's the great Doug Whaley.
Oh, tell Doug what you said. Hello.
It's the great Doug Whaley. He's coming all the way out here to do some PXI work.
Well, he's.
Oh, you should have heard what he said. Here he comes. Here he comes. The great Doug Whaley.
There's my man.
What's up, Mac?
What's up?
What did you say? Upper St. Clair stinks? What? He went to Baldwin, so.
Ask him how his. That's who we should have on this week before the Notre Dame game. We should have Doug on.
I can. I'll see him later.
You can arrange that, right? Because we promised we would have a pit guy on this week.
Well,
and now game day's coming.
Maybe I'll kick a field goal.
No, we don't need to see you get injured in front of the entire world.
Oh, man. Tomlin didn't control the wide receiver situation. How many times do I have to lay this out to you? They did all humanly possible, and let's give them their firstborn child to acquire a wide receiver, and it just didn't work out. A guy didn't want to go there. A guy wanted first-round picks. I don't even know who else I'm thinking about here. They had four guys on the list. Thought they were going to get one of them. Didn't happen. Stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. You don't go to – you know, fantasy football, say, trade, you know, Chuck Gibson, this guy, because I know he's going to make this trade. It just doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying? There's other things involved here. The other team can say no. The player can say no.
That's the interesting one to me, is that there was a player who didn't want to come, who wanted to go to one of the other places he ended up.
Jacoby Myers wanted to go to freaking Jacksonville because he was going to be de facto number one, and he wants to get paid next year as a bigger contract. Do you think he wants to come here and play behind DK Metcalf? No.
I mean, if Jacoby Myers had been on that field tonight, maybe there's a couple more passes going.
Maybe he would have had the 3 for 30 he had and Trevor Lawrence throwing him the ball today. They choked that one away.
Hold on. I want to go back to this because this is the one that called you a media goober. Tomlin's been through multiple coordinators he handpicked, now never got held accountable for horrible hires.
You know, there's only one person that could hold it accountable for that. It's not me.
Name's Art.
It's not Mac. It's not even Jerry Dulac, who just walked across there. His name starts with an Art and ends with a Rooney. And if he's okay with it, it doesn't matter what I say. I can say, okay, what do you want me to do? Oh, get a sign and say, fire Tomlin, hold him accountable.
I mean,
he's not trying to win?
Here's the problem.
I don't know.
Like, there are plenty of weeks where I walk away from a game being pissed about what they did on one side of the ball or the other, if not both. And I don't let, you know, I walk away from the Bengals loss going, what the hell's Terrell Austin thinking? Or yeah. I walk away from another game going, what the hell was Arthur Smith doing there? Like, I'll be totally honest. Other than the series down on the 10-yard line in Chargers territory, which we already established, one of those plays Rodgers checked out of a run. Like, I don't have a lot of beef with the coaching tonight. I don't. Like, and I know that's hard for Steeler fans to deal with. We gotta be pissed at Mike Tomlin. We gotta be pissed at Arthur Smith, Terrell Austin. Like, this was your quarterback had the worst game of his career, and your defense didn't force any turnovers, even though they played for the most part, very well. They played B-plus football, the defense. The only thing that would have taken it to an A would have been forcing turnovers.
They were going to have to force turnovers and turn turnovers into points. I mean, actually yes. score on defense.
Right. So, there are plenty of weeks where I am all in on the this coach sucked or that coach sucked or they all sucked or Tomlin has to answer for this. Plenty of weeks. This wasn't one of them. Like, the offense just sucked, and it was led by the quarterback. Like, you know, I don't want to oversimplify it, but
Rodgers was asked something about scheme, and he just scoffed at scheme. He wanted to say something. He was very low. You could hear what he said. He wanted to say something more than what he said, and he just like scheme. Yeah, he went like, I just need to play better. I don't know what that means. I don't know what he was thinking there. Scheme is what the scheme is. He's probably thinking, yeah, if some guys could get the hell open, maybe I could have a better scheme.
I think this was the first week as a Steeler where he might have walked away from it really questioning if he can do physically do the things that he needs to do. Like, in any other game in his career, Aaron Rodgers hits DK Metcalf for a big touchdown early, puts the ball where Jonnu needs it, a big third down conversion early, makes a couple different reads, and maybe they win this game. They've had games this year already where Aaron Rodgers pulled their asses out of the fire, like against the Jets. So this may have been the first time this year where Aaron Rodgers walked away from it going, shit, maybe I just ain't Aaron Rodgers anymore. Because
I don't know if I believe that.
You don't think?
I don't think he would ever believe that. No player who's been around 20 years, won four MVPs, would say that.
I'm not saying he's walking away from it thinking about hanging up his cleats and walking out the door. I'm saying when you have a game like this where you want to do certain things and you just physically can't do them, or you misfire and you don't have the same touch or whatever it may be, the accuracy was off all night, then you may walk away from it going, damn it. I'm not as good as I was at my peak. You know, it's the old Toby Keith thing. I'm as good once as I ever was, you know, but you can't do it every time.
Put on country songs.
I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Okay.
The Toby Keith song. Jesus, you don't know Toby Keith?
Toby Keith, did he die?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
I don't know. You're pulling out these random names.
Toby Keith is not a random name. You didn't know who Morgan Wallen was last year.
He's a random name to me. He's a random name to Steelers art.
Speaking of places
Bishai to go. 3R, 8R, whatever kind of name that is.
If you were going someplace to watch football this week, the place to go is Archie's on Carson. We appreciate Arch supporting the show. He's been great to us. It's Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports. 80-cent wing nights, Monday nights through Thursday nights. That includes tomorrow night. Well, I guess tonight now, because it's technically Monday. Get on down there for Monday night football. Get some wings, get some ice cold irons or whatever you want to drink. And enjoy the games, all the games at Archie's. Maybe a great place to watch Pitt Notre Dame if you're not actually going to the game.
Well, got a lot of people coming down to college game day. Maybe you want some early wings or some late wings after the game.
There you go. Perfect place.
Right across the road up the street.
Archie's on the south side. All right.
By the way, I hated Georgetown. I just hated how they played the game. They always used to get Pitt fits in the 80s at the old biggies. So, F Georgetown, all you doggone commenters.
Why are they still talking about you in Georgetown?
Because I guess I went to high school with Arthur Smith.
Cabali went to high school with Arthur Smith.
I never knew Arthur Smith went to Bell Vernon. By the way, am I going to get into Chicago tomorrow, or is it going to be like 3 feet of snow?
I don't know. I haven't checked. I know they're supposed to get at least a foot. But between that, you know, air traffic and flights being canceled, we'll see you at some point next week.
They tried to already get me to change my flight, but I refused to because they wouldn't tell me. They're like, oh, do you want $500 to change your flight?
But you didn't take that?
Because once you say yes, they tell you where they're going to send you. I want to know where I'm going before I agree to this. And they don't do that.
Were you still going to get home tomorrow?
I don't know. They just said, we'll change your flight.
And they were going to give you $500.
You could pick a number. It was like anywhere from 200 to 500.
See, I probably would have jumped on that.
Yeah, but how about me going home would have been going to, you know, Tijuana, to Madison, Wisconsin, to Fort Lauderdale, to Pittsburgh, you know, 18 hours. You know, I don't know.
As long as you get back in time to lob Mike Tomlin some softballs on Tuesday at noon. Yeah,
my rear end's going to be nowhere near that place. It's going to take me 3 days to recover from this flight home.
Thanks again to the Dan Heck team for supporting the show as well. HeckTeamHomes.com to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. You can check out all the listings online as well. HeckTeamHomes.com, HAECK, Heck Team Homes, the Dan Heck team, ready to help yins out find the perfect home, buying or selling. They're the ones in the Pittsburgh area to go to. All right, before we wrap this up, any final thoughts, Kaboom, on what we saw tonight? Anything we didn't touch on?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I just don't, I mean, we're all going to overreact, every single one of us. And it's hard to say if somebody does go crazy and talk about how this team's terrible, not to say, you know what, you're crazy. And you're somewhat right. All I say is when you're out there ripping on the Steelers, thinking this team's garbage is, what do you think they're saying about Buffalo right now in Buffalo? What do you think they're saying about what's another team that was good this and lost today? Or the Colts last week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's an ebb. If more than ever this year than ever, I think that anybody's game right now. Now, they have to somehow figure this out a little bit. I think it does still start with the offensive line. I think they figured out tonight what they cannot do. They got to stick to some of the quick throws. Because if you force him to do anything of any time, you see what happens right there. And you're going to need better performances from the wide receivers as well. Plus, on top of that, you got to still have this defense hitting a stride as they did seemingly the past 2 weeks. I keep dropping shit. So what I'm saying is the season's not quite over yet, right? I think, you know, they're 5-4, they're in first place, but they need to be able to figure out this little lull, this 3 out of 4 where they haven't played well. Can they do that with this group of cast of characters?
I think we found the answer. We found the answer. Bring back Todd Haley.
Yeah, I would bring him on the show, but, you know, Todd doesn't like us anymore, so I don't think.
Todd likes us. Todd just has demands.
Todd. Yeah, you know, Todd was shoved out the door here, and he was probably there. I mean, him and B.A., probably the best two coordinators. I thought Todd was really, really good in his time here. But, I mean, that doesn't say Arthur isn't.
I don't know. Hold on. This is real quick. Aaron said they need to figure out how to run the ball better. I think they're running the ball.
I couldn't
just
hear
fine.
God damn word he was saying. He was like talking.
Bert
was closing doors and shutting gates, and I couldn't.
No,
hear
I'm
a
talking
word.
About Aaron in the comments, not Aaron.
I thought you said Aaron Rodgers.
No. Aaron Lester here on YouTube. He said need to figure out how to run the ball better. I think they're running the ball like they don't have
a ton 5 yards of carry.
Plays. But yeah, like. I don't think that's it. I just – you got an all-time stinker from Aaron Rodgers tonight. Mm-hmm. And I think – I don't want to say that's the beginning and the end, but, like, it's a big part of it tonight. And you got to hope that you don't get another one like that from Aaron Rodgers anytime soon. I'm not saying that fixes everything, but I think it helps.
I'm protecting AR. I'm jumping on the grenade for Tomlin.
Yep.
It's in Omar's ass.
You still cashing those checks from 3400 South Water Street? They still paying you under the table?
They're paying me in the food, the buffet. Oh, boy, people get really upset when the Steelers lose. So.
All right. Go write a story. Uber safely through Inglewood.
Honestly, now I think about it.
Don't lose your wallet in El Segundo.
I got 6 hours before I have to head to the airport.
Six.
Got 4 a.m.
You got 6-7 hours.
Oh, funny you should think you say that. I got in the elevator, and the lady goes, "What numbers do you guys need?" And one said 7, one said 6. She goes, "Okay, you want 6 and 7. I said, 6-7? She goes, "I know."
All right, go write your story. Thanks to everybody for staying up late with us. We appreciate each and every one of you, even those that think we're a bunch of stiller shills lobbing softballs. We'll be back again on Wednesday probably to break down the Tomlin Tuesday press conference. Hopefully Mark will be back in Pittsburgh by then and not stuck in Chicago.
Yeah, you
have a great night. Thanks to all of our sponsors as well. We'll do it again soon here. Appreciate you.